Sechem Menachas Barak Yud, Mishnah of Vav Ha'imer Ha'yamateh B'medino Shtei Ha'lechem B'mikveh. The Menachas Ha'imer, which was brought to Tetzai Nisan, was matir for everybody to eat from the Tuach Hadash of B'medina, outside of the Beit HaMikdash. While the Shtei Ha'lechem, which was brought together with the Shnei Kisei Atzeres on Shavuot, that was matir for the Tuach Hadash to be used in the Beit HaMikdash. Meaning to say, only after Shavuot is the mutter to bring a mincha in the Beit HaMikdash from the Tuach Hadash. You cannot bring menachas or bikurim or mechas behema, which is referring to the mechas from Sechem, which is brought together with the korban, before the oimer, before Tezayin Nisan from the Tuach Hadasha. And if you do bring a mincha from the Tuach Hadasha before Tezayin Nisan, it's possible, even by the Eved, and before Tezayin Nisan, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to eat from the Tuach Hadasha. Certainly a mincha that is brought in the Beis HaMikdash is possible before Tezayin Nisan, if you bring it from the Tzvuah Hadasha. Koidem l'shtei alechem lo yavi. Then hevi pasul. Before the shtei alechem, before Shavuot, l'chatzchilo you're not allowed to bring a mincha from the Tzvuah Hadasha. But for the Eved, if you do bring a mincha from the Tzvuah Hadasha before Shavuot, it's kasher. And even though, as we said, the shtei alechem and Shavuot is what is matir, the Tzvuah Hadasha to be used for a mincha in the Beis HaMikdash, but for the Eved, since after Tezayin Nisan, outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's mutter to eat from the Tzvuah Hadasha. If you do bring a mincha from the Tzvuah Hadasha, it would be kasher b'diyam. Pesachim Menachos Parzgiyot Mishnah Zayin Achitim Ha'asarim Ba'akuzmim Shibol Shul Ba'ashifo Chayavim B'chalo Mitzvah B'zem Zem. Wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye, all these type of grains are chayav in chalo for 1/24 to be taken off and given to the Kohen. And they would combine together. If you have two different types of grain, and each grain in itself doesn't have a shear to be mechayiv yon challah, but together they do have a shear to be mechayiv yon challah, then the two types of grains would combine to be mechayiv yon challah, since together you have a shear, which is mechayiv yon challah. Now, if you need the two types of grains together, then no matter what, they would combine to be mechayiv yon challah. But if you don't actually need them together, just the two doughs touch each other, then in such a case, they're only combined to be mechayiv yon challah if they're the same min, meaning to say, if they're the same type of grain, then they would combine to mechayiv yon challah. Now, chitin would only combine with kuzmin. Chitin and kuzmin are the same type of grain, while sarin combines with all the above-mentioned grains except for chitin. Even though we said kuzmin is a type of chitin, but it's not only a type of chitin, it's also combined with sarin, added to min chitin and a min sarin, so therefore it's combined with both of them. Ba'asurim b'chadash milofnei ha-pesach. All these five types of grain, it's also to eat from the new crop until Pesach, until Tezayin Nisan, when the mincha zomer is brought. And you can't harvest any of these grains before the Omer, before Tezayin Nisan. Like we saw earlier in this parak, that according to one Tana, you're not allowed to harvest from the Tzvuah Hadasha until Tezayin Nisan, but Rabbana. And the Rabbana were afraid that if you harvest from the Tzvuah Hadasha, you might come to eat from it before Tezayin Nisan. If you plant any of these types of grains before Tezayin Nisan, if they took root before the Omer is brought, then what grows afterwards would be mutter, as the oimer is matir anything that has taken root before Tezayin Nisan. Therefore, even though it grew after Tezayin Nisan, it's considered from the old grain and it's mutter to eat. Then lav, but if they had not yet taken root until after the minchas oimer is brought, asurin achiyaba omer haba, then they're considered from the tefuah hadasha, from the new crop, and it would be usher to eat for them until after the next minchas oimer is brought next year on paper.